Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and time for our weekly segment with the one and only Ron Price, who is here with me in Studio A this morning. Mr. Price, good morning.
Good morning to the one and only Scott Micklin.
Well, thank you very much. I'm good, thank you. A reminder to our viewers and listeners, of course, you are the noted author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox series of books, which talks about being nice at work, at home, and at church.
You know, being nice. I'm glad you said that, Scott. Thank you. It's more about conflict. It's CPR, conflict prevention and resolution, which nice can be a part of.
I was going to say, if we're nice, wouldn't that avoid conflicts in some cases?
And yes, and sometimes that's the wrong thing to do. Sometimes people are too nice. They don't want to ruffle feathers, so they hold it in when they're upset about something, which you can only do so long before it's going to come out in ways that probably aren't pleasant or nice.
I gotcha.
So,
okay. Yeah.
So, but it's about
proceed with caution.
I'm sorry?
Proceed with caution.
Proceed with caution.
Everybody.
Preventing conflict that can and should be, the trivial, the insignificant. Come on, don't get all upset about little things. But resolving the significant differences that we're all going to have with people with whom we interact on a regular basis. So,
got it.
Part of being human.
Okay.
So,
wow. And you've got more than just three books for that, I think.
I think my book writing career is going to stop at three. I know people that have written 60
really? Yeah.
books and more. And,
sure.
And you know what? That's fine.
Well, it's a lot of work.
For them.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've forgotten because it's been a while, but yeah, it is.
Okay.
But it's fun.
Well,
it's
we're glad that you're sharing your knowledge with us as well every week. So
thank you, Scott.
There is that.
Thank you.
So this week we're kind of picking up a little bit on what we've been talking about, these germs to relationships and the antidotes that help to kind of get rid of these germs and hopefully make relationships much healthier going forward.
Yeah. And a key part of that, as you know, because we talked about it off air, is laughter. We don't laugh enough. There's an Irish saying, proverb,
all right,
that says a good night's sleep and a hearty laugh will cure a lot of ills. Now, that's a loose paraphrase, but I've got the bulk of it. If we sleep well and laugh well, we'll be healthier. Our relationships will be healthier. And this is a sleep-deprived nation, Scott. You probably know that.
Well, yeah.
And I dare say it's a laugh-deprived nation. So what I want to do today is just share a couple of my most recent favorite jokes.
Okay.
It's funny, I used to remember jokes a lot, and somehow, I don't know why, but in recent times, I'm not remembering like I used to. I don't know why that is. That was a joke.
Okay, I got it.
Did you hear about the governor who decided to visit a local nursing home, elderly facility? Just as a, you know, he's the governor, and he thought he should, it would be a nice thing to do.
Okay.
So we went up to one of the residents at the nursing home, and he said, "Well, good morning, ma'am. Do you know who I am?" And the lady said, "No, but if you stop at the nurse's desk, they can probably tell you."
Okay.
Thank you for laughing, by the way. That's what a good host is supposed to do.
Well, you know, that was funny.
It's not too bad.
No.
It's not too bad. It kind of catches you off guard a little bit.
There for the grace of God, go I.
Hey,
but
now,
anyway.
Hey, now.
Yes,
there
sir.
You go. There you go. The other one, you'll relate to this because it was Nelson Martinez. Do you remember him when he was on KOAT, I believe it was?
He worked for Channel 4 for a time, too.
Was it Channel 4?
As well, but both.
I
was at both.
All right.
He was at both. Yeah.
And what, we're talking 30 years ago, weren't we? At least 20?
Yeah.
I think
probably. Right.
He was here at San Juan College 20, 30 years ago.
And well, he was an entertainer, too, in addition to a newscaster.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
And he was, yeah, I think he was a mariachi singer.
I think you might be right. I don't recall that he did that, but I don't recall anything of his presentation other than he said this.
Okay.
He was on the air one night. They were at commercial break. All of a sudden, he's handed a news bulletin that the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka has just been assassinated. Prime Minister Anwar Kalibana Hanashanawanakala, 30 seconds, Nelson. Oh, my. Hali kana bana sha. 15 seconds, Nelson. Oh, my. Kali bana. You're on, Nelson.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been informed that the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka has been assassinated. His name is being withheld pending notification of next of kin.
Smart man.
Smart man and quick on his feet. Or he was sitting down, quick on his seat. But we don't laugh enough. Now, I'm not one that says everything's funny. Come on. You know, just make light of everything. We can't do that. But I promise you we're not laughing enough. And my public opinion, my personal opinion, I should say, so don't hold Scott or the station responsible for what you're about to hear, but I'm worried about our society that is so engrossed with crime dramas and negativity. And I personally think we're seeing a result of that. So again, I'll go back to my why I'm here. I'll stop editorializing or philosophizing. I'm just going to encourage relationships that laugh a lot. In fact, Scott, there's numerous studies that say businesses that laugh a lot, that have fun,
sure,
that play,
yeah,
they're the most profitable businesses. They're the best places to work, and the productivity goes up as the fun goes up with it. So
I can see that.
Keep laughing, would you?
All right. There you go. Thank you, Ron Price. You'll be back to laugh with me next week.
I will.
Okay.
With you, not at you.
That's right.
All
That's right. true. That's a good distinction.
It is.
Thank you very much. It's Ron Price. He's with me every Wednesday right here on KSJE Farmington.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.